I think Queen T is already drunk, y'all. Cue the song, cue the song.
We've been sipping.
Sipping Sundays. I've been drinking. And Monday, Tuesday, drinking. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I've been drinking. I've been drinking. And it's the sippy Sunday, sippy Sunday right now. Honestly. We're honestly unbothered right now. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Honestly. Where the song at?
Where's the song? She done lost the song. And we ain't had nothing but wine today, y'all. I did drink.
Oh, I found the haircut. Here got a song.
Whole bottle of Pinot Grigio the other day, and I was nice and toasty. I went to bed early that night.
The song.
Who done it?
Went straight to the club. Niggas here turning, trying to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. We make it another day, throw your hands in the sky. Party, pop some Pinot, grow up and get high.
And welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T. And I'm sorry, I'm the best chair dancer there is since I broke my ankle.
I am of rhythmless nation.
Yay! Yes. And I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
And let's go ahead and drop our socials so they can follow us. If you want to follow LG, you can find her on
TikTok.
What's your
TikTok? I don't remember.
What's your handle on TikTok? Is it LG?
It's Hills Have Eyes.
Hills Have Eyes. And on
with the Z's.
And on Instagram, what is it?
It's LG.
And on Facebook is Golden Singer Songwriters all day long. You can find us on Golden Singer Songwriters on Facebook. And my handle, do you got a Twitter handle?
It's probably LG too, but I'll never use it. I use it. I don't know how many years.
Shit. Who uses Twitter anymore? But Donald Trump. But my Twitter handle is Queen of Nap, and I haven't posted on that thing in forever, so don't follow me on there.
Shit, that's been since before the pandemic that I was on Twitter. I mean, I look at Twitter posts that I can find on like online, but I don't actually go to Twitter.
But on Instagram, you can find me as Tiana_nonbasic. On Facebook, you can find me as Tiana_nonbasic. Also, Golden Singer Songwriters forever. Okay, but no, that ain't what it's called. It's Golden Singer Songwriters. Yes. You can find us at Golden Singer Songwriters. Or if you type in Honestly Unbothered, you can also find us under Golden Singer Songwriters. Yes, that's our other name on our page, you know, because we're a podcast. And on Instagram, it's Tiana Nonbasic. And on TikTok, is
Queen_nonbasic.
And yeah, follow us. And on YouTube. We didn't do the YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube, I'm under Gina Gilder.
Oh, you know what's doing a comeback?
What?
MySpace.
Oh, God. I might be LG on MySpace, too. I can't remember. It's been so long.
Oh, God. MySpace is making a comeback. I think I got to create a page on MySpace.
Or we could just find our old ones.
Oh, yeah. You can reactivate your old one. You can.
If we can. I don't know if we can, but that'd be nice, though.
You can. And MySpace was so entertaining.
I miss MySpace karaoke.
But speaking of... MySpace and entertainment. So, Finesse 2x, the rapper, reportedly has adopted a little boy. And
oh God, please!
This little boy has been seen. He's only 10 years old. He's been seen on social media you know, talking about sex and
you might as well get a little more blunt.
Yeah, oh my God. And they're smoking weed and everything in the background. So, Finesse is defending it, though. Finesse two times. He's defending the behavior.
Well, I mean, honestly,
he said he brought this little boy up out of poverty.
Man, but his mama is a dolphin.
His daddy is dead. That's what he said.
Let's be real here, because I went to my daughter's kindergarten class back in the day when she was in kindergarten years ago. And those kids were pretending to play spades and smoke weed instead of playing with the dolls.
Wow.
So it's not like... No, in serious.
That shows you how much kids go outside now. That's like, let your kid... Like, when we was younger...
They made their teacher quit.
And that's the same thing I'm talking about. Like, he defended so the behavior.
She was just so happy to be with the inner city school kids and to try to make a difference in this world. No, I'm just joking, but you get what I'm saying when I say that, right? But anyway, I guess Finesse feels like he's trying to save somebody.
Yeah, he's saving this young boy from a life of poverty. That's what he said. He said he's saving him. He's putting him in. He has the best teachers, you know, he has everything. He said that he saw a grown man inside this little boy when he was just a little boy. He said he does not really see a little boy. This little boy has the mind of an adult.
Well, he had to grow up fast.
Gonna lie, I can relate. I don't feel like I've ever had like a mind of a child.
Even when I
was a child, I didn't have the mindset of a child.
I wanted to take care of my sisters and brothers, everything at a young age, but no, I was still a child. I played with Barbie till I was 15, so.
But hey, my mom and them wasn't smoking weed in front of
her. Hell no, she wasn't.
You better get out that room. That's all I'm saying.
Stay in a child's place.
That's what I'm like, nah, where is CPS?
That's if you even saw them smoke. I don't even remember
Come
seeing
on,
them.
Come on, Finesse, two times. Come on.
I knew they smoked weed, but I didn't see
the room, though. He could be mature. He can be intelligent as can be, but you still don't want to, you know, make him think that certain things is okay. I'm not saying that.
You don't have to be exposed to weed to end up smoking it one day, but that's besides
But as
point.
An adult, weed smoke is your decision. As a child, you don't have to influence your child on what to do in life. Like, so I have children that are grown, many of them. Many children. I got six. So four of them is already grown.
My grandmother had 14.
Yeah, and I still, you know, it's like I don't smoke weed around my children, and I am a weed smoker. And I'm not saying weed is a drug, because I do not believe that
in my heart
weed is a drug.
It's still not something a kid should be doing.
It's still not a substance that a child should be doing, in my opinion.
If they know you do it, they know you do it. Whatever. You can't hide everything from your
kids.
No,
it's a couple of parents that said that, you know, their cancer-ridden children have only flourished on gummies and, you know, edible weed products.
They was flourishing on gummies.
I mean, you know, so far as they're getting better, though.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm just saying.
Some of them is cured now from, like,
have seizures anymore. But they're constantly getting
thousands
that weed in their system. Thousands. And, you know, weed pushes out endorphins and all that good stuff.
Yeah, but it's not only that. No. You know, it's an organic substance. It's not a drug.
Definitely.
It's classified as an organic substance now. And that's exactly
what it is. And it always should have been.
But again, it's medicinal. I don't think this little boy needed it for medication. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
He's highly intelligent. He knows what it's used for. It's self-medication, you know.
But I still...
To help with anxiety, it helps with, you know, stress, it helps with a lot of different joint pains and all of that, things of that nature.
But
And a lot of people don't even know that they self-medicate when they do weed, but
that's true.
That's exactly what you're doing, homie. And this child, in my opinion, does not need to be exposed to that type of environment, because it's a real adult environment they putting him in.
I mean, what is he rapping and they smoking? Like,
he is a rapper.
So he's rapping and they're smoking around him while he's rapping?
He talking shit, girl. And they in the background smoking weed and all kind of shit. And it's a social media dude. He like a comedian. I don't know what he is. He's like a really famous social media dude. But He caught CPS on Finesse two times for it. Yep, and he said, come get me.
CPS said his life probably better here with them smoking weed around him than in the foster care.
But he got threatened. He got threatened, I guess, after he called CPS on Finesse two times. He got threatened. He was in his little social media talking about...
So what state does Finesse live in?
Girl, hell if I know. I don't follow him.
So he... if they haven't taken the child away from him or having him take parenting classes or anything like that...
That's what I
More think. Than likely... More than likely, he lives in a state where it's legal. But still, you know what I'm saying? So they're like, okay, you can have it in your system, but don't do it around the kid. And so if you keep doing this stuff around your kid, if you keep exposing your kid to these behaviors... Then,
he does live in a state. I know that for sure, where marijuana use is legal, but that's not the thing that I'm worried about. The thing that I'm worried about is he's putting that little boy in adult situations.
I'm not actually worried about the little boy at all. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm not either.
I think that it's...
But as a parent, you should be able to
set boundaries with these kids. You do.
But also, you should be able to take parental advice from other parents.
That's too.
It. And the dude that called CPS on Finesse two times on social media, he's like a big social media dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. I forget, girl. But
one day we're going to start writing down these people's names we be talking about.
I really don't care. That's all I'm going to say. I'm honestly about it.
That's true. I really don't care.
I mean, it's not that important.
Right.
But the dude is trying to get clout off of Finesse two times and his son's situation.
Yeah.
And other rappers that he's reported to authorities.
Oh, God.
Yes. But it's so crazy because the authorities be targeting rappers. But we're going to talk about that later.
So, if he knows that Finesse now is smoking around a kid, that means he's been over there, too.
No, it's all on social media.
But how does he know if he wasn't there when they were smoking?
Because they put it on social media.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, the little boy is on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. And probably Snapchat. I don't know. I don't have Snapchat. Mm-hmm. But he's all on there talking grown people stuff. And there's
I have Snapchat by default.
Yeah, but there's all kind of grown people in the background smoking weed and doing grown people
stuff. So he's showing the people doing that around him?
Yeah, you can see him in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Finesse was defending it. He's saying, you know, my son is living his best life. You know, I adopted him, and he goes to the finest. He has the finest education. He's an intelligent young man.
He's highly intelligent.
Yeah, for him to get a private school education. You know, he's not playing. You know, he feels very defensive about them talking about him being a parent to this child.
And like I said,
he feels like this child wouldn't have a life like he has. Had he not came,
he would have ended up
the little boy king.
The system.
King
he would have ended up in CPS custody. He would have been a foster home or a boys' school, a boys' home or whatever. Mm-hmm. However they do it, and he wouldn't have been getting the same. He wouldn't have not the same education. Not the same upbringing at all. And he minus the smoking weed, but that's not to say the foster parents wouldn't have smoked weed either. And he probably
especially
would turn out a lot
where it's
worse.
Legal. Also,
he probably would have turned out a lot worse.
Where weed is legal.
If Finesse didn't take custody of him. So that's why I'm saying I can't complain. I don't think he smoked weed around the boy, but I mean, it couldn't be hurt.
I don't think his mama smoking the weed, but it was other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, smoking weed around his son, and he defended the actions. That's what the whole debate is about, him as a parent defending them actions.
Well, let's be real.
Are not defendable.
Come on, let's say little Bow Wow.
It's other parents trying to give you good parently advice. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know really what went on, but I mean, little Bow Wow was rapping real young.
Little Romeo was rapping real young.
I'm pretty sure that there were some people smoking weed in the studio when they was doing their thing.
But at the end of the day, as a parent, you will always want to exemplify example for your kids to follow. You know, I didn't even know, you know, my daughters was like, you know, Mama, I don't even listen to a lot of singers because none of them can sing better than you. That's what they think it's.
No, my daughter hates
you know what I'm saying? But you know,
she loves our theme song though.
But your kids look up to you. Your kids think that you as parent is somebody they look up to. So if you are a parent, Finesse, two times, be the best parent you can be. Ain't nobody telling you.
Two times is.
I don't. I know his songs, but I don't know who he is or, you know, what he's about. But all I know is he's defending the actions that are not defendable. That's what I think. That's in my opinion. Just take the advice, sir, and do better. And move on.
He's
do better.
10, maybe when he's 16, 18, you know, that's
he probably
cool.
got the mind of a 30-year-old, though. That's what they say.
Well,
saying.
You know, the way he grew up, obviously.
Highly intelligent.
He grew up with no dad, and his mama probably was mostly absent.
But that's not the point. The point
is, I'm saying that's where he got the mindset from.
His mindset is highly advanced, and I can relate. Like I said, I'm a child that was highly advanced. Mm-hmm. I can relate. I skipped 2 grades, you know. You know, I was in honor classes just like you was gifted your whole life. We've never had the mindset of a child. We didn't.
Yes,
we just didn't have it.
I mean, I hate to say that, but our mother had
our mother was
alcohol problems.
And then she talked to us as if we were adults. You know what I'm saying? Because we had that vocabulary to communicate with her as mm-hmm. if we were adults. And
I mean,
we
our mother was
everything
drunk 90% of our childhood, though.
Yeah, but that ain't the point. She was a great mom. Like,
I would never say that. I'm just saying that
she was highly intelligent herself.
And she would drink in front of us, and I'm not saying
and
that.
And she was also
a
child
thing.
Mom. She was a child mom.
She was only 16 when she had me.
Right. It's 15 when she got pregnant. You know, she was a child mom. But in her mindset, she was a grown-ass woman. She didn't never think she was a child. She just always had the mindset of a grown person.
Yeah, she did.
And a highly advanced person in this world. And she grew up in the hood. And that's where we grew up. And we always had that mindset.
Well, the hood wasn't a hood back in the 60s, though. It wasn't. It might be the ghetto,
now.
But it wasn't. I wouldn't call it a hood.
It's different now. But moving on, Tamika Scott from Escape just dropped a new single with Method Man. And it's,
that
already has over 330,000 views when I checked it out.
Yeah,
and
that was that wasn't that long ago.
The song is called Tonight. And if y'all don't know, Tamika Scott is from Escape, honey. And her sister, Tasha, and her have been experiencing a lot of turmoil in the media.
Why can't they be like us?
I don't know.
Bitch, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not gonna not answer your phone call. If I do, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
We get a whole argument
fall out.
Tomorrow I'm gonna call you. Hey, what's going on, T? You know what I'm saying?
The thing is that I feel like Tasha's husband interfered. They allowed her husband to interfere with their sisterly relationship.
And they both did. There's no wrong person in that situation. There's no one person who's more wrong in that situation. It's both Tamika and Tasha, in my opinion.
I think so.
Tamika
fueling the flames to that fire. Yeah.
Okay, I believe that Tasha may not have known that her husband took that the royalty money that they were whatever that $30,000.
$30,000 in royalties.
I believe
from
Tasha didn't know her husband didn't do that. And she didn't even actually in her apology video. She didn't even address the fact whether
he did or not. She said she didn't do it.
Yes, all she goes.
She kept saying,
I didn't do it.
No. If you think I did it, I didn't do it.
Don't put that on me.
Don't put it on me. Don't keep on saying I did something that I know nothing about. That's what she said. I do not know nothing about this. And I feel hurt in her soul.
And they shouldn't have put her name in there like that.
No, they shouldn't have said Tasha knew nothing.
Because
I don't feel no malicious bones in her body.
I didn't feel it.
Like Tasha put out an apology video.
Yeah, that's what I
all her members.
Yeah.
And it was after she did the Breakfast Club interview.
Yeah, and
That was Ricky Smiley interview.
And the brat pointing out that I don't know. I noticed that Candy didn't always look so happy when they were all
together. Candy was sad a lot.
I noticed that. And I was from far away distance looking. The brat was in their circle.
In their circle.
So
if
I noticed it, I know she knew it.
Yeah,
if I noticed it, I know she noticed it. You know, and that means that she has to be telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, I don't know what happened really, but I wasn't there, right?
Right.
And so I don't know. Tasha felt like she missed that, and she said that she thought back on it. And she said, yeah, she could have easily missed it. You know. you know, giving
but Tasha away her. Been with that man for 28 years.
I'm not even thinking about that. I'm talking about
that's what I'm thinking about.
Sisterhood. That's
no, I'm thinking about that because I've been with my husband for 18 years.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you've been with your husband for umpteen years.
14, yeah.
That's a lot. And it's like stand by your man type of situation. But also,
I was going to say, I love my husband. Yeah, I love my husband.
Keep it real.
But, nah.
Keep it real.
Uh-uh. No. If you told me he sold $30,000 from you, I would go and talk
you
to him about it.
Got that shit.
I'm going to investigate it. I'm not going to just...
I'm looking at bank receipts, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to... I mean, I'm going to ask him about it. I'm going to...
Where you cash that check through, at?
And I'm going to talk to him about it.
We got a joint account? But we're or not do he fall. Have his own account? If he have his own account, I'm going to need him to pull up his statements.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on now. Pull up your statements from back then. Account, we can go to the bank. Had a bank pull up them statements. We're going to find out if you really but did take this money manager, from my sister, though. That's the thing. We're going to find out at the end of the day.
But with him being the manager, he could have gotten away with that stuff.
Yeah, but at the same time, you as the wife, you can find out. That's all I'm saying. You can find out. But she still want to stand by her
but I
man.
Don't think that she should leave her husband because of it.
I didn't say she should leave her
no, husband. I'm saying that she should tell her husband, no. Yeah, like you said, investigate. And, hey, look.
Investigate.
If you ain't got the money to give back to her, go to your sister and tell her.
Money. They got the money.
I believe they do, too.
They rich.
Go to my sister and tell
you
her.
You rich, bitch. Give your sister money. Like the brat said, if it's about $30,000. She said, well, if it is. If it's just $30,000. Tasha said, if it is, honey, I will give you that money.
Yeah.
And we going to squash it at that.
I think Tamika's also probably upset.
Tamika want her to leave that man. Period. That man then came in between a sisterhood. That man then
but did they allow him or did he actually physically do it?
He physically did it. I think he manipulated Tasha. And I seen the show. He manipulated Tasha into believing he really didn't do these things, but he really did it. He said on the show, verbatim, can you prove it?
Okay, that's he does have a point then.
Can you prove it? That's what he said. He said, prove it. I said, wow.
Strong words from the manipulator.
He gaslighting the fuck out of her. I said, but she also, you know, he had a baby by his mistress or whatever. I think that's the rumor. I don't know. Allegedly.
I thought she was still pregnant or she got
allegedly. An abortion. Nah, that girl ain't pregnant no more. It was a 5-year affair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But Tasha said that it was an open relationship.
And she's right. Like, yeah. Like you said, what you said? Mind your own business. Drink water and mind your own business.
Drink water
if they and got mind a fucking open business. Relationship, they got an open relationship.
Ain't none of my come business, on. Honey.
Thank you.
But at the end of the day, what is our business is what they put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out there this man was stealing money and he fucking on others.
You know what? I watched the Whitney. A lot of people do that. All this money's coming through.
He's a thiever cheater.
Yeah, thiever cheater.
Thiever cheater. Get him out of here.
You know, I've watched a lot of documentaries and stories about famous people and a lot of people that they have managing them that they trust. Fuck them over. We ain't gonna get into L.A. Reid and what's her name? We ain't gonna do that today. Maybe another day we'll talk about them. But, you know, like TLC, they had to file bankruptcy twice, so.
But yeah. I feel like with Tamika new video, she didn't put the nail in the coffin on Tasha's career. Like, that song, that was like the nail in the coffin. Like she hammered it down.
But Tasha wants to do gospel music, and that it does not appeal to as wide an audience.
No, but and gospel I think, a huge audience, girl.
But it's not as big as...
It's huge.
I know it's huge. I mean, let's look
have
at Kirk Franklin.
Have you heard of Tamela Mann?
I sing her songs.
All over the world.
Oh, no, she's famous all over the world. But
gospel is all over the world. That's
I
what I'm
didn't
saying.
Say that gospel wasn't all over the
what's
world.
What's the biggest...
Christianity is the number one religion in the world today.
Okay. What is gospel music? The number one religious music.
It's not, but you got to realize, you got to think about the population of the world that is becoming less and less religious over time. Now, if you get a good gospel song out there, like Kirk Franklin, a lot of his, Kirk Franklin to me, a lot of his gospel songs are more poppy and stuff. Or more R&B-ish. Mm-hmm. And so I would listen. I would listen to
his song.
He knows
how to appeal to the masses.
Yes, Tamela Mann, another one. She appeals to me, in my opinion. She appeals to
the masses.
But you have to get that first. And right now,
you Tamika get that. I get that from Tamika, though. If you listen to if her she finally music, do that, not Tamika, but Tasha. I get that from Tasha's music.
I heard that one song that you played.
The one song I played, her first single off of her gospel album, and I feel like she killed that song. She murdered it.
I not seen it. She didn't murder it. Her vocals are
immaculate.
Yeah,
the words to the song is immaculate. I don't understand why it's not getting the views it should. I don't understand. It should be up there with Tim Lemon.
I'm telling you.
It should be up there. It should be up there. Why is it not? No, it's because
going
of the gospel.
Down in the country. It's because it's all gospel. It's not gospel pop type song.
It is kind of like it's a poppy,
really poppy
gospel. It was, though.
I got to listen to it again.
Yeah, listen but to it again. We're not going to do it on the show because
okay,
we don't want
so,
them to sue
who's
us.
This Martha Stewart?
No, Tori Spelling and her. Oh, yeah, Martha Stewart. Oh, my God.
She's 81 now, of course.
Yeah, but she got the cover of Sports Illustrated. Way to pivot, Gina. We ain't going to keep
wait,
on
wait,
talking about
say that again.
Oh, my wait. God, because we can talk wait, about sister drama all
day
long,
yes.
Honey.
Because what sisters, especially close in age sisters, don't go through drama.
But Martha Stewart, but wait.
She did what?
According to E! News, she clapped back at the haters. Martha Stewart, she on social media clapping back, honey.
I got to, girl, open up. I got to see Martha Stewart on Sports Illustrated. If you don't fucking look that shit up now, I got to see them pictures.
I don't think she looked like she wasn't 81. I mean, she looks like a great 81
Can I
year
see
old.
The great 81 looking year
old? Oh, you want to see the pictures? Oh, shit.
No,
I'm
that's
trying to look it on your phone. Hold on. But Martha Stewart, she was doing her thing.
I got
thing,
to see these pictures.
She clapped back at the haters. She said she wasn't eating bread. You know, she lives a clean lifestyle, honey.
Uh-huh.
And she got good
jeans. I don't eat bread either.
But she said she attributes
everything. But that
everything.
Don't have nothing to do with me trying
and
to be a healthy
lifestyle. And she says her hair is
type.
Really naturally thick and full. But
oh, her hair has always been naturally thick
but
and full.
But they try to say that she had extensions or something in her hair for
whatever.
The Sports Illustrated.
I got to see the cover. I want to see what Martha's 81-year-old body looking
Google,
like.
Google, please show 81-year-old Martha Stewart on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
They did that shit, didn't
yes,
they?
Don't you love Google? It always.
No, I'm talking about the Sports Illustrated cover.
This is the cover. She had on like a gold little throw thing. It was puffy. It wasn't like nothing revealing. Like, she had on a swimsuit.
Well, she's the older one. Of course, she's not going to do too much revealing type deals. I mean, like.
But she
and not a, because of her body or anything. I'm just saying.
Her body is banking for
her. I'm not saying not because of her body. I'm saying that. Because of the time period that she was born and raised in, so
I don't even know why I pulled up the whole interview because it's gonna pop up like oh my god, it's gonna pop up
she's
like
fired.
A video. I'm fire, right?
No,
you got the images though. The image. Oh, you see the image? She's killing it.
Wait, why did they say she was up?
They was like she airbrushed, and you know that ain't her body.
Where's she airbrushed? If they were airbrushed, they would lift them titties.
No, it was rumors that they
Nah, she looked good though.
They CGI her face on the body.
No,
that's what they said.
She looks.
No, she said. She said she wore very minimal makeup,
and she's
minimal makeup.
And
she 81.
Wait, no, but they what did they Photoshop?
Nothing, girl. That's
I
why that's why Martha Stewart was clapping back. She was like,
they could have cut out some of that stomach, some of the sides, whatever.
Right.
Fuck, she looked good. Let me look like that at 81.
Like she
let
said,
me look like that at 81.
She said, and
bitch.
You could. She said, just eat good. Leave the bread alone and live a clean lifestyle.
I'm going to tell you like, because I've been having that since I was 20-something.
Well, she said she attribute a lot of that to, you know, good
damn.
Jeans. Good jeans. Them titties.
She definitely got some good
titties
jeans.
Titties ain't sitting up like that.
Hey, I've seen young people with titties look like that walking around the same kind of shirts on.
But she
same
look good. I ain't going to knock this lady look amazing. And Martha Stewart need to keep her voluptuous hair and her smile
yeah,
on
that
her
is
face.
Her hair. It might be dyed, but I mean, that's
Martha
still her
Stewart
hair.
Gonna be here another 30 years. That's all I got to say.
she gonna be another Betty White.
Okay, yes. She and maybe older.
Maybe older.
Maybe
you're
older.
Right, you're right.
She might get the Sports Illustrated when she 100. Okay,
shit, I look. At that
I would see it. I would love to see it because she would kill it. She would kill it at 100. I'm
now,
telling you.
Now, Tori Spelling ass look older than her though. I think.
She said she couldn't even believe that Sports Illustrated came to her, though. Martha Stewart said she couldn't even believe it. But yeah, Tori Spelling does look older than the cover. But you know, Tori Spelling got that plastic surgery.
Yeah, she got plastic surgery pretty young.
Young. But Tori Spelling, on the other hand, according to E! News, she said that the house her and her family and her kids was living in was killing them softly, girl.
Like old girl from
It had mold.
Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, the house had mold.
And what was the other one? She's like, I'll never tell.
She said her 6-year-old and her 10-year-old little boy they were hospitalized at the time, but they're no longer hospitalized. But the house was killing the kids, y'all.
That's crazy.
It was killing all of them. It had mold. They moved out of the house, according to E! News, and you know they feeling better now, but it's crazy how you can even move into a house that you think is nice and it looked nice and it's all good and dandy. What happened to me, the house looks so gorgeous, you know?
What's her name? Brittany something. Her husband died because they had mold in their house. I forgot her name, though.
I know you're talking about Brittany.
Yeah, she played in, oh my gosh.
White Girls. The white girl movie.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I done caught a white girl. Clueless.
Clueless, yeah. She played in
Clueless.
Clueless.
What was her name?
It's Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy. Yeah, she died
from... Or is it Brittany Murray? Murphy?
It was Murphy.
Yeah, she died from... She died like that, too.
It was Murphy.
So these beautiful houses you pay hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars for don't always even be no better than that fucking $200,000... I mean, $20,000 house that you get in the hood. Shit. That's crazy.
It's crazy how they let these people rent these houses out. Like, where's the inspector when you need them? So the inspector can come out and tell you your deck is 18 inches too high. But that motherfucker can't come out and tell these motherfuckers don't rent this house out because it ain't up to code. Mm. I don't understand that. You own your property. Inspector can come out and tell you, oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead and build that deck. Like we talked about in our last episode. And then they come back to you on your own property and tell you, oh, no, pay us a thousands and something of dollars to the state because you didn't have the permit. Bitch, you came out here and said that it was fine. Now you talking about I need a permit on my own property, but you let people rent houses out in any bullshit-ass condition.
And we got a call to get that shit fixed.
Yeah, my house had foundation. The last house I rented, foundation issues. It had sewage issues. It was trifling.
It had a nice mirror over it. It had a nice cover.
It was a pig with lipstick on the girl. Yes, that's it was. A whole pig. And that's what happened to Tori and her family. She rented this beautiful mansion. Beautiful mansion.
They might not ever recover from these illnesses
Her kids might never recover. And that's the thing. They need to inspect that shit before they come on somebody's property. Talking about a motherfucking deck, bitch. Get your ass out of here. That's a strange world.
Yeah,
it's
strange as fuck.
Strange world that we live in. Into our next session, strange world. So, according to the New York Post,
according to the New York Post,
At the University of Wyoming, a sorority, which is Kappa Kappa Gamma.
In the University of Wyoming, okay.
Yeah, they are suing the sorority for allowing a transgender woman to move into their home. They are using the basis that they feel fear for their life.
They feel uncomfortable.
They are in constant fear of their life.
And they feel uncomfortable. I'm wondering how this works. Mm-hmm. Now, Leonard said that
Charlamagne
the sorority was the donkey AKA of Leonard. The day, right?
Yeah, but he said because they're not protecting women.
But how are they not protecting women? Because, I mean, that's a woman. Come on. And whenever you get through with it.
Well, these ladies
does she have a penis?
Even if she do. These ladies are alleging that this transgender woman is getting sexually aroused around them. Girl, bye, bitch. You might sit next to a bitch with a pussy that's getting sexually aroused.
They don't they got lesbians in their sorority?
And they do.
So can a lesbian come up and touch you and feel on you and rape you like a transgender female could if she was interested in girls? Yes. Okay, so
would that think that Heidi gonna rape them?
I guess they think she gonna rape them. I don't know. Well, whatever.
I'm totally confused as to why Charlamagne gave the sorority donkey of the day, though.
Well, we gonna give two donkeys of the day, one for Leonard and the other one for Kappa Gamma.
Fuck y'all hoes. Y'all lying. I don't care if she is interested in other females. There are
the sorority members who are complaining, not the actual sorority.
Yeah, there are also lesbians in your sorority that are interested in other females. Do they make you feel fear for my life? She's gonna get me in the middle of the night. She don't want you. I'm done. I'm gonna wake up.
And she gonna be eating my pussy.
I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night. And she gonna be giving me head. I'm done with you. I cannot. I can't get jiggy with this.
I'm with the actual Kappa Gamma House.
Kappa Gamma said if you have a problem with it, hey, you can quit.
The fuck?
Yes. Bitch, you fired. You are fired. Get the fuck out of here. I cannot believe these bitches. And I can't believe Charlamagne for it. You're not saying they're not protecting women. Bitch, this is a woman. I can't do you.
Wait, ain't he the same person who's
who had transgenders on his show?
No. Did he get in trouble because his entourage was raping women?
Oh.
And he went down for it?
Oh.
I might be wrong, but I mean, I'm sure it's.
He took a plea, I think. He took a plea.
I have to look it back up, but I don't give a fuck.
He always say he a felon.
He a felon, okay.
Now, we ain't gonna try to shut Charlamagne.
No, but still, how you gonna. Before these women.
But not for all women.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man. Now, you not been for all women. But he's saying that sorority keep your, you wanna is keep not buddies away for from all women. These are all women. They transgender. You not thinking about that what these girls are saying, though. These girls are alleging that they in fear of their life. That sounds crazy because it's lesbians.
Exactly.
That mess with other women in their sorority. And they is not in fear for their life with these lesbians living with them. So why would they be in fear for their life with a transgender lesbian living with them? I don't understand it. I don't. It's dumb. But according to the Pascal show on YouTube, yes.
Talk about people who need their ass kicked.
Okay. So, the Cabo City.
Not Leonard. I don't mean Leonard, but yeah.
No. He do for that comment. I'm sorry. Kick his ass, y'all.
I was talking about the girls from the sorority.
But not kick his ass in effigy. Not in real life. But in real life, they saying that three of the Cabo Six got jumped at the nightclub. And Shanelica Robinson's hometown where they are allegedly on the Pascal show, and a lot of shows is reporting this but it's not on major news. But Pascal, he's a reputable journalist, so I'm like, you know, he gets all the tea. And
they got their asses whooped.
Yeah, they got their asses whooped.
And they lucky they ain't die. The fuck? They lucky they ain't
dead. They got their ass whooped according to.
Bitch, you should have stayed home.
Yeah, why would they be going out to the club?
I don't know. They should have known that nobody wants to see a bitch asses.
I'm so confused. Like, y'all accused the murder. One of them is supposed to be getting extradited back to Mexico for the murder of Shanelica Robinson. And she's
Shanquilla,
at the
Shanquilla.
Oh, I thought it was Shanelica.
It's Shanquilla or Shanquilla? I think it might be Shanquilla.
I thought it was Shanelica.
Oh, so whatever.
Shanquilla Robinson. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, y'all.
I think it's Shanquilla.
Rest in peace, Miss Robinson. Rest in peace, Miss Robinson.
Girl, I got
I'm
a name.
I'm sorry if I'm not
yes,
saying.
Yes, God bless you.
Shanelica, Shanquilla, Shaquilla.
And
Shanquilla.
God was looking out for you. Cause he had
please somebody write in and tell me how to say it right.
Beat the fuck up.
They need to go. Why are y'all at the club partying and taking tequila shots? And one of y'all supposed to be getting extradited for murder.
girl.
So three of them supposedly got beat up at the club, though. This is the strange world we live in. Where motherfucking murderers think it's okay to go party in the club.
Live their lives.
To live their best life after they took one. I'm confused. I don't know where they do that at. But what a strange world we live in. Like, we live in a world where little Kim's body is sexy.
It was sexy.
Oh my gosh, she was a
she don't look bad now, but she looked way better.
I think
better.
Her side profile from that video she recently done during the she was doing the ASAP Rocky song little song they do on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah,
she was
I know.
Doing a TikTok dance to ASAP Rocky song. I don't know the song. I'm sorry.
Don't let me get too
high.
I'm burning this up. Burn it.
No, I'm just. But I'm just like, it's just like a strange world that we live in.
Sorry.
That where people think little Kim's body is sexy. I was gonna say,
well, she acceptable. Thinks it's sexy too.
Well, she yeah, you know,
it's acceptable. I mean, like
she
everybody.
Lifted her leg over her thigh. I'm sure that took
with
a
help
lot of
from
effort.
Someone holding her hand.
It took a lot of effort for her to do that.
Oh no, she from the same generation as us, man. We flexible bitches.
Oh my god,
I did the splits and can't none of my nieces do the splits. Come on,
no, that's way extraordinary. Younger than me. I'm telling you, that's extraordinary when you is still that flexible in your 40s, honey. She's killing the game, but her body is not sexy. I'm just like, it's not. It's
And so, what about old girl with her edges, though? The edges on was it Love, Hip Hop Atlanta?
Oh, my God.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yeah, so where and what type of world do you live in that you don't tell your friends her edges is crusty?
So, that is our question of the day. Mm-hmm. Would you tell your friend when she look bad?
Yes, her edges is crusty. She got a booger in her nose. You know, her panties is too tight. She got on all white and her booty look like it's four instead of two cheeks.
She got toilet paper on the bottom of her shoe. Her skirt got tucked in the back of her panties when she after she used the bathroom. That happened to me before.
You know, don't you tell your friends when stuff like that happens? Like, what type of world are we living in where this type of shit is acceptable? It's not acceptable. I don't get jiggy with that type of shit. Like, if you a friend of me, please tell me when I'm not looking cool. Like, Paris was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Well, I love that shirt.
Running back.
That's cute.
Oh, thank you. Paris was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, running back. She's from...
Well, what you look like you breastfeeding and you got some... Ah, talk about...
That's the rain water from your porch. Got on my titty, nigga.
She look like she leaking milk, though.
That's
but anyway,
hilarious.
It's bright in that spot.
That's okay. It's going to dry up, you guys. But thank you for telling me, friend. Because
yes,
a lot of people do not tell their friends when they out here looking crazy. And I don't understand it. I don't get jiggy
with this
shit.
Because they be lying like
shit.
They look. Yeah. They
and
be
if
lying.
You have a friend and your friend tell you looking crazy, just be like, thank you, friend.
That's what a real friend would do. A real friend would tell you.
Fix
and
it.
You, as a real friend to them, would
and
accept
fix
that,
it.
Accept what they said. And
you going to fix it. And you going to make sure that your friend is looking right. Like, I'm not going to go out with you and you looking crazy. Because
we
represent each
crazy.
Other. Like, if I'm looking crazy, and
that's why I like going out with you bitches, cause y'all always looking good. I look like y'all lost stud friend, even though I'm not a stud, but yeah, I do.
But if you have boogers in your nose and crusty edges, we gonna tell you.
I don't do crusty edges.
And if your outfit ain't cohesive,
I don't do edges. Period.
But whatever you saying you be looking crazy, but if your outfit
no.
is not cohesive with what we rocking with, we gonna tell you and be like, oh yeah, you gonna have to change that, honey. We not gonna go out.
No, y'all ain't tell me that. Y'all just like, hey Gina, put this on. You look
yeah.
cute in this.
Oh yeah. You'll look cute in this. Like, we're not gonna say your outfit is ratchet or not cohesive with what we got going on. We're gonna be like, oh, go ahead, put this on, you know. We're not gonna let you go out there looking crazy. And that's what her friends let her do. On Love & Hip Hop Running Back.
Because they liars. They lying.
They know her. And her friend is a stylist. That's what I don't even understand.
Okay.
He's a stylist. And he let her go on that show the whole episode. and her edges was crusty and busted and disgusted. Like she just woke up and they was lifting up off of her head and nobody said nothing the whole episode. That's how she
So nobody it. Stopped the episode at like let me fix this real quick. Nope. Nobody did
that. The whole episode her edges was crusted and disgusted.
Motherfuckers be lying.
But we're gonna go into our next segment and you know what we like to call it.
You're lying, you look.
Okay. You lie, honey, because our diamonds not dinosaurs.
Are demons not dinosaurs?
Demons are dinosaurs. I said diamonds are dinosaurs.
Daughter diamond ain't no dinosaur.
That's hey, why. Hey, dinosaurs. Demons are dinosaurs.
Well, oil is dinosaurs.
But the
natural gas is dinosaurs.
Okay, come on now. But the Unholy Bible says that you know, the demons will rule the earth, right?
Yeah.
And for a time, dinosaurs ruled the earth.
Yes, they did.
And then when
that's according to
when archaeologists discovered dinosaurs,
archaeological history.
Yeah, and then when because y'all know dinosaurs came before the Holy Bible.
Yeah,
and so when dinosaurs were discovered, why are 12 plus dinosaurs named after demons?
I don't know.
That's all I gotta say about that subject. Let's ponder that for a minute. Let's ponder it. I'm going to say they dinosaurs are demons. And I'm going to keep it in my mind. I believe it in my heart, in my soul. I don't understand why so many dinosaurs. It was like they was trying to find an explanation for these creatures they were finding.
Yeah, that didn't.
And that didn't fit in with their archaeological.
Bones and the.
Or they biblical history.
Yeah, it did not. No, dinosaurs do not fit. As far as I know.
Dinosaurs do not fit in the biblical history. So to me, why they named them after demons is because dinosaurs are demons.
Hey.
They demons. They ruled the earth for a time, just like Revelation said they would. And Revelations is just a part of our history. It's not nothing we're going to go through in our lifetime. It already happened.
I believe.
It already happened, in my opinion.
That it happens over and over again. Mm. I don't believe that there's one ending of the earth. I believe that the ending of the earth happens whenever we get to a certain point and our leaders come to a certain mind, a certain way of being. Because think of it. Let's have, like, okay, so we're into it with Russia now, right? Okay, say we have a nuclear war. It's going to take the earth years and years to recover. Everything and everybody's going to die just about. And there's only going to be a few people left. And then the earth is going to repair itself and evolve all over again because it doesn't have all the human interference, you know, and environmentalists believe that humans are the cause of a lot of environmental problems to this day. So, theoretically, if there was an ending to the world, it would restart
several.
Again.
It was several endings to the world.
Yeah, it was, I believe.
According to our archaeological finds, there were several ends to the world. If you look at the crustarial layers, there are periods in time where minimal human existence,
and we also can only go down so far through the crust, and so they're using a lot.
Oh,
of
we haven't been down far at all.
We've been down far, but we can't go. We can only go so far.
Yeah,
our human technology can only go so far.
Yeah, our current technology. Yeah. But okay, so speaking of lying like you look, so Kanye and his new wife.
His new wife.
They claim to not want attention, and you know they're not attention seekers. They're living their private life.
That damn outfit, though.
Yeah. So his wife just did a new.
Was on Instagram.
Yeah, and on Instagram you can see the new post that his wife did, and she
has like a chest plate type top.
She has like layers of fabric
and a little bit under her chest
and a cross on her booty.
No, the cross. Goes from her the back her lower back covers her booty crack and comes up and covers her coochie. Mm-hmm. And then she has on leather boots.
Okay. Okay. So, to me, that picture is like an attention whore picture. It's like...
That is definitely an attention whore.
Attention seeking.
Come on, Kanye. Kanye loves attention. I don't care what he says. He loves attention.
He lied like he looked when he said he don't want the attention.
Because that's why he creates a lot of controversy. The pictures,
Multiple pictures that his wife took in these pieces of fabric. That's gone. But she took multiple pictures in these pieces of fabric with the cross on her booty. And I'm like, the pictures...
And she's atheist, right?
I don't know what she is. They claim to be Christian.
Okay, I didn't know.
But the pictures with the cross on the booty, I was like, it was like she was telling the Christians to kiss her ass. Come on now.
Yes.
That was a clear message to all
How
Christians.
Can you get any deeper than that?
I mean, you can't get no clear.
The cross
on her booty, on her bare ass,
went up to her coochie.
Yeah, it was like, lick my pussy and kiss my ass, bitch. Cause we Christians in this bitch, and she was like, they attention whores. That's what I think they are.
I think they are too.
Yeah, they very much.
So speaking of attention whores,
and they lying like they look when they say they're not trying to seek attention. They are liars.
So speaking of attention whores and lying like you look,
nappy time stories.
It's time for our nappy time stories because there's always some crazy shit going on in Naptown and probably in just about any other urban area in the United States and around the world. So recently, well, it was not too long ago. This woman told me she had just turned 60 and she just felt so good because she just turned 60. And we're at the liquor store, right?
Chronicles of the Liquor Store.
Yes, this is a chronicle from the liquor store.
In the Naptown Stories.
In the Naptown Stories. And so she tells me that, her ride left her. So she was in front of me ordering liquor and I was behind her. And she went out there, I guess, and she's just talking all loud and shit, whatever. And she tells me her ride left her, and it's her birthday. And I feel so sorry for her, right? I feel so, so sorry for her. Because it's her birthday, you know? And then, so she gets in my car. My daughter's in the car, because I had just picked her up from school, right? Mm. And she starts praying over us. Mm. She was touching on us. She was touching on my daughter. My daughter's like, what the bitch, if you don't get... She didn't say that, but she was like, bitch, if you don't get the fuck off. She was like that. And she's like, she's praying the demons off us. She's praying for us. And she just kept on praying and praying and praying. And I'm
like... Did you feel like you had demons on you?
I don't know. Me and Tina looked at each other and was like... Tina's like, I think she got demons on her. But the woman in here, she's like, I think she got demons on her.
So maybe she was praying them demons that she brought into y'all's car off of y'all.
Oh, well, that does make sense. I never thought about that.
Maybe the demons was following her.
And she did.
You know what? Because a lot of homeless people, they feel like demons is following
her. She's not homeless. She was just drunk.
Drunk, homeless, you know, whatever.
I don't even think it was her birthday. I think she just needed a ride.
But you can't make this shit up, though. No, this is the type of shit happens in the Nappy Town, honey. Nappy Town stories. But we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. Please go check us out on all of our social media platforms. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and like.
On Spotify.
And please remain for all of your life. Honestly, I'm bothered, bitch. And guess what? This shit ain't scripted. It's just how we regularly talk. It's not a script, honey. This is real life.
There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Remember who's doing that show?
Bitches gon' be mad at
us. Hey, that's our story.
Bitches gon' be mad. Hey. You're lying like you look. You're lying like you look.
So, yeah. So, these niggas act like they couldn't get our song. We gonna perform this song right here. And these niggas act like they didn't get our song and made us sing a different song. So, they knew somebody was gonna be hating us.
Got no haters around.